Land right outside of Hayes has been rezoned. Hayes Post reporter Becky Kaiser speaks with City Commissioner Ron Mellick and City Manager Toby Doherty about that and more on this episode of the Post Podcast.
First of all, Toby, thought we might start with one of the things that was voted on last night, the rezoning of some Ellis County property in the 1500 block of 240th Avenue. It went from agriculture to public and institutional district. This is presented, of course, by Public Works Director Jesse Rohr. What is the situation there, and why does the city have any involvement in land that's owned by Ellis County?
So the city of Hayes controls the zoning and plotting for a specific area outside of the city limits. It's called the extraterritorial jurisdiction. And the cities by statute have the ability to zone and plat up to 3 miles outside of their city limits. And this is done to ensure orderly growth. So the city doesn't allow something to be created that would be a barrier or impediment to future growth. And so this area is within that extraterritorial jurisdiction. So therefore, the governing body and the Hayes Area Planning Commission has a vote on whether or not to approve it. The Hayes Area Planning Commission actually includes members from that extraterritorial jurisdiction that live outside the city limits, but within that boundary. The situation last night was Ellis County purchased a piece of property to the north of the existing landfill for use as a future landfill. And as they get ready to develop that, then they needed to change the zoning from agriculture to public and institutional to allow that use. So it was a fairly routine matter.
All right. And then also, Ron, the other thing that was approved last night was the opportunity for some fiber connectivity to the Hayes Regional Airport. This was something that was presented by the IT director, Chad Reuter. He's really excited about this. It's something he's wanted to do for a long time. And the opportunity presented itself because of COVID and some federal dollars through the CARES Act. Tell us what's going to happen, Ron.
Well, Chad will be extending our fiber connection from the wastewater treatment plant. That was upgraded when we built the new wastewater treatment plant, and he made the preparations so if someday we could go to the airport with fiber, it would be ready to go. And so this is an opportunity that the CARES Act will pay 100% for us to extend that to the airport. And not only will that help us with our operations out there with the fire department and the airport operations, it'll also give the county a chance to store some of their data off-site. We always need backup for your data, but you always want to have that off-site so that if some disaster would happen, you could retrieve it and not be left with nothing.
And Chad noted that this was He really only had one bid, if you will, for this project coming from Nextech, based here in Hayes, for a little more than close to $74,000. He noted that he was pleased with it. He feels comfortable with it. But also, because it is federal funding from the CARES Act, it has to be spent by a certain deadline.
Exactly. And so, you know, if it was normal operations, we probably would try to rebid that. But most of the contractors that he talked to didn't have the time to get it done within that time frame that the federal government has put upon us.
And is that the end of the year, December 31st?
Yes.
Okay. Something too, Toby, we might remind people that out at the airport, of course, we have the airport fire station, and it also is a benefit to people out there, which is now being staffed 24/7 because of COVID. Why are we doing that?
Right now, we only have our main fire station, and the airport fire station is just temporarily staffed when there's passenger flights going in and out. So it wasn't permanently staffed before, but due to COVID, because of the close proximity that the fire shifts live and work in, the fire chief made the decision at the time to split the shifts in half. move half the shift out to the airport fire station. And therefore, if there was a COVID outbreak, we didn't have an entire shift of firefighters that had to be quarantined or out sick. And so that's been going on since probably April, maybe early May. It's been going on quite a while. And they've been making do. They've been doing a good job with it, and it hasn't affected our response capabilities in any way. But that connectivity is pretty important because we could be looking at a situation where long-term we may have to staff that station, and we need the connect. We live in a connected world, and and we need that fiber connectivity to maintain operations. And one of the things Commissioner Mellon mentioned was the airport, and you know, we also have operations at the airport, not only city operations but airline operations that that can benefit from connectivity. And one thing that I think needs to be mentioned is we are very compact as a city when you look at our facilities. When you look at City Hall, Public Works, the Law Enforcement Center, Water Treatment Facility, the CVB, where our major data centers are at. And if you look at the way tornadoes travel in Kansas, if we were to experience a significant tornado hit, those facilities are kind of in line with each other. So we could be in a situation where, you know, Chad needs that offsite data storage ability to back up to a site that wouldn't be in line with the others. And then if we do have a disaster, let's say we had a tornado come through the middle of town, the airport is our primary staging area. It's a big piece of property that you can get a lot of equipment and personnel into. And so when you're responding to a natural disaster like that, you really want the connectivity and the high-speed connectivity so you can transfer that data to and from that staging area.
Yeah, hadn't thought of that. Chad did mention that there is just one city building that does not have the fiber connectivity, and that is the solid waste department building. Why not? Why don't they have it, Toby?
It's pretty expensive. It's kind of cost prohibitive for us to lease fiber, you know, just to pay a monthly fee. And the operation, the solid waste operation can get by with a wireless connection. Their operation is not data intensive, and so Chad's able to provide them with a secure network connection via a wireless connection to one of our water towers. It's just not going to be super high speed, but it's enough for what they do. It's enough to get them a secure connection to our system, and it provides them with enough to do. Most of their work is in the field and in the recycling part, so there's not a lot of office work out there. There is some, but it's not a lot of high-speed, data-driven office-type work.
And he did say he felt comfortable with it, and unless they drastically change operations somehow. Ron, I wanted to ask you, too. It was not on the agenda, but several people spoke during the citizen comments portion of the meeting last night in favor of the face covering ordinance that has been implemented in Hays and actually was extended once and right now is set to expire on October 5th. The people who spoke all were supportive of it and also supportive of continuing the extension. Commissioners did not make any comments following that or at the end of the meeting, and it was not actually an agenda item. So what happens now?
Well, I don't know for sure. There's no set thing. Right now it is set to expire unless we take action, and we still have another week and a half before that happens, so we're just going to have to probably next week decide if we want to have a special meeting or if we let it expire.
And I guess we should point out, and commissioners have talked about this before, that it at any time they can take action, even in a special meeting, perhaps, as you mentioned, to either start it again or to change. It can happen at any time. Do you have any feelings, Ron, at this point, how you would like to see things go?
Oh, I don't know. You know, that goes from day to day. But I would like to say that, you know, the city has done mitigation procedures or actions to protect our employees and the citizens of Hays. We have Fort Hays State, NCK Tech, and USD 489 that have taken mitigation actions to protect their employees and students. Hays Med has taken actions to mitigate the spread to their employees as well as the patients. We have national chains such as Walmart, Home Depot, Dillon's. They have taken action corporately to minimize the spread within their employees and customers. We have people that, I should say we have a lot of small businesses in Hays and people that are taking actions to mitigate the spread of the COVID. But the problem is we have a large hole in this bucket, this mitigation bucket, and until we can get that plugged up, our percent positive numbers are going to stay high. Because we have individuals, businesses, and other government entities that are doing nothing. I would like to remind people that it is the responsibility of the Ellis County Health Department and the Ellis County Commissioners for public health safety. So they're the ones that people need to be talking to because statutorily they can take actions to mitigate this. And so I would advise people to be contacting them because that way we can do this. We can take action, or they can take action countywide to keep these numbers as low as possible.